Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, August 14th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Davie, Cooper City, and Southwest Ranches. Girl Scouts earn coveted gold award. Davie, Cooper City, and Southwest Ranches Girl Scouts have earned the coveted gold award for their impactful projects. Claire Anya Likayev founded STEM Mentors Club to spark interest in STEM fields early on. Mia Medrano raised awareness about mangrove preservation through her project Managing Mangroves. Ellen Huang addressed food waste with Eco Crafts Campaign, educating others on sustainable habits. Lauren Ranella empowered young women with knowledge about women's health and cancer prevention. Kylan Reynolds promoted physical activity through storytelling with Let's Get Physical. These young changemakers are making a true impact in their communities and beyond.
Q&A with Dr. Pia Lieb, founder of Cosmetic Dentistry Center. Dr. Pia Lieb, founder of Cosmetic Dentistry Center, NYC. Dr. Pia is renowned for creating natural, radiant smiles for royalty, supermodels, and more. Her artistic approach to dentistry blends precision with an artist's eye, earning her the nickname Michelangelo of dentistry. Dr. Pia's handcrafted veneer technique preserves natural teeth, avoiding aggressive filing. Specialized treatments like menopause makeovers and Ozempic smile restorations address unique oral health challenges. With a focus on privacy and exclusivity, each patient receives personalized care. Dr. Pia's commitment to preservation, precision, and artistry shapes her innovative approach to cosmetic dentistry, creating bespoke, timeless smiles for each individual.
Q&A with Dr. Pia Lieb, founder of Cosmetic Dentistry Center, NYC. Dr. Pia Lieb, founder of Cosmetic Dentistry Center, NYC, is renowned for her natural and camera-ready smiles. Known as the Michelangelo of dentistry, she blends clinical excellence with artistic vision. Dr. Pia's ultra-conservative veneer technique preserves natural teeth, avoiding irreversible damage. She has developed specialized treatments like menopause makeovers and Ozempic smile restorations to address unique oral health challenges. With a focus on privacy and exclusivity, each patient receives a highly personalized experience. Teaching at NYU has shaped her perspective on dentistry, emphasizing the importance of preservation, precision, and artistry. The future of cosmetic dentistry lies in bespoke, individualized smiles crafted for each person. Dr. Pia balances science, artistry, and emotion by listening to patients and using the Dr. Pia method to provide a personalized, life-changing smile. Q&A with Dr. Pia Lieb, founder of Cosmetic Dentistry Center. Dr. Pia Lieb, founder of Cosmetic Dentistry Center, NYC. Dr. Pia is renowned for creating natural, radiant smiles for royalty, supermodels, and more. Known as the Michelangelo of dentistry, she blends clinical excellence with an artist's eye. Dr. Pia's ultra-conservative veneer technique preserves natural teeth, avoiding unnecessary enamel removal. She has developed specialized treatments like menopause makeovers and Ozempic smile restorations to address specific oral health challenges. Dr. Pia ensures a discreet, personalized experience for each patient by seeing one person at a time. Her focus on preservation, precision, and artistry has been shaped by 30 years of experience and teaching at NYU. The future of cosmetic dentistry is about creating bespoke, natural smiles tailored to each individual, moving away from generic, overdone trends. Dr. Pia's approach balances science, artistry, and emotion by listening to each patient's desires and providing a handcrafted, temporary preview of their new smile before finalizing the work.
BioCoreRx reports 3,985% revenue growth to 313 Ks in the first half of 2025, driven by Lucemira lofexidine sales, BioCorex Inc. reported a remarkable 3,985% revenue growth to $313,000 in the first half of 2025, driven by Lucemyra sales. Revenue for the second quarter of 2025 increased by 4,306% to $178,000. The strategic acquisition of Lucemyra from USWM LLC has already proven successful in boosting revenue. The company also reduced net loss by $242,409 to $2.2 million, showing a nearly 10% year-over-year improvement. BioCorex Pharmaceuticals Inc. is developing sustained-release naltrexone products with a focus on BICX-104 for the treatment of methamphetamine use disorder. The company looks forward to sharing updates on the MUD Phase 1b clinical study in Q3 2025 and on BICX-104 for the treatment of opioid use disorder. New high blood pressure guideline emphasizes prevention, early treatment, to reduce CVD risk. The new high blood pressure guideline emphasizes prevention and early treatment to reduce cardiovascular disease risk. Nearly half of all adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, which is the number one preventable risk factor for heart disease, stroke, and more. The American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology recommend earlier treatment with lifestyle changes and medications, close monitoring before, during, and after pregnancy, and using the new PREVENT risk calculator to estimate cardiovascular disease risk. Healthy lifestyle behaviors like a nutritious diet, physical activity, and weight management are crucial. The guideline also addresses the link between high blood pressure and brain health, emphasizing the importance of early treatment to maintain cognitive function. For more information, visit the American Heart Association's website.
Q&A with Lou Bender, President and CEO at Intensity Therapeutics. Intensity Therapeutics, led by President and CEO Lou Bender, is revolutionizing cancer treatment with their lead product candidate in late-stage human clinical studies. By injecting drugs directly into tumors, Intensity aims to minimize side effects while training the immune system to fight cancer. Their technology debulks live cancer cells, turning them into a personalized anti-cancer vaccine. Currently, Intensity is focusing on refractory solid tumors like metastatic soft tissue sarcoma and localized triple-negative breast cancer. With ongoing trials in multiple countries and promising results, patients could soon benefit from this innovative approach to cancer treatment. Stay tuned for updates on their clinical programs and upcoming milestones.
Yoga 6 Bentonville to host Back to School, Back to Routine event, August 15 to 17. Yoga 6 Bentonville will host a Back to School, Back to Routine event at its studio from August 15 to 17. The event will feature free classes, Lala Link's permanent jewelry, and chair massages from Woodhouse Spa Rogers. Owned by Gracie Lively, the studio offers a spa-like environment for yoga. Lively, a local entrepreneur and mother of three, aims to provide an inclusive and accessible space for the community. The event is designed to help parents and teachers decompress and connect through group classes. Yoga 6 offers various yoga classes catering to all fitness levels, with modern amenities and a welcoming environment. Monthly memberships and drop-in options are available. For more information, visit yoga6.com. Investor news breaks. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ-SP, to present at Webull Financial Biotech MedTech webinar series. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., a biopharma company focusing on brain and central nervous system cancers, will present at the Webull Financial Corporate Connect webinar series, Biotech MedTech, on August 19 to 21, 2025. The company's drug candidate, TPI-287, an abeotaxane, has shown promise in treating CNS tumors by stabilizing microtubules and inhibiting cell division. With over 350 patients tested, TPI-287 has demonstrated a strong safety profile and high tolerability. Investors can find more information in CNS Pharmaceuticals newsroom. InvestorWire offers a platform for press release syndication, article and editorial distribution, and social media outreach to help companies reach a wide audience of investors and consumers. For more details, visit investorwire.com. Biomed news breaks. Clean Inc., NASDAQ CLNN, reports Q2 2025 results, targets year-end NDA submission for ALS therapy. Clene Inc., a late clinical stage biopharma company, reported Q2 2025 results and aims to submit a new drug application for ALS therapy by year-end 2025. The company plans to meet with the FDA this quarter to review survival data for lead candidate CNM-AO8 in ALS. Management is focused on delivering an impactful therapy to the ALS community. Clene is developing treatments for neurodegenerative diseases and has cash runway into Q1 2026. For more information, visit Clene's website.
AI News breaks: Lantern Pharma, LTRN, reports Q2 2025 results, achieves complete responses in multiple trials, expands AI platform. Lantern Pharma, a clinical-stage biopharma company, reported complete responses in patients across two trials in Q2 2025, LP300 in advanced NSCLC and LP284 in refractory diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. The company also completed Phase 1A enrollment for LP184, positioning it for Phase 1B2 studies. Lantern Pharma strengthened its IP with a European patent allowance for LP24 and launched a new drug combination prediction module. Q2 R&D expenses fell to $3.1 million, G&A was $1.6 million, and net loss narrowed to $4.33 million. Cash equivalents and marketable securities totaled $15.9 million at quarter end, funding operations into June 2026. Q&A with Alex Dunanko, CEO and co-founder of CareCycle. Alex Dunanko, CEO and co-founder of CareCycle, leads AI voice teams transforming Medicare agency operations. CareCycle has had over 400,000 conversations with seniors, improving retention and service quality. By focusing on member needs, they offer voice cloning, regional accent customization, and seamless transitions to licensed agents. Their approach yields up to a 37% retention improvement, addressing the orphan client issue and high churn rates. Through timely outreach and compliance, CareCycle enhances member engagement and loyalty. In the evolving healthcare landscape, AI adoption is key to continuous engagement. Y Combinator-backed, CareCycle aims to give back 1 million hours to Medicare agents by automating routine interactions. Combining compliance, efficiency, and personalization will be crucial for agencies to thrive in the competitive market.
What women need to know about benign brain tumors. Forgetfulness or headaches should not always be dismissed as stress, as they could be symptoms of a brain tumor. Women face a higher risk, representing 62.9% of those with non-cancerous brain tumors. It is crucial to be aware of the signs and next steps. Surgery is often the primary treatment for benign tumors, while cancerous ones may require a mix of surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, are actively involved in advancing treatment options. Stay informed by visiting the company's newsroom. For more updates on CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc.'s NSP, check out BioMedWire's platform, offering valuable insights and news in the biotech and life sciences sectors. BioMed News breaks: Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, Q 2025 results highlight progress in late-stage rare disease pipeline. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharma company, reported Q2 2025 results and recent milestones. The company anticipates Phase 2A results for SGX-302 in psoriasis before year-end, along with updates on Hybrite TM for CTCL. A Phase 3 trial of Hybrite TM in CTCL is enrolling, with results expected in 2026. Solagenix completed a Phase 2A study of SGX-945 for Behçet's disease and transferred manufacturing to the U.S. Q2 net loss widened to $2.7 million, with cash at $5.1 million on June 30, 2025, plus $1.4 million raised July 1. Solagenix focuses on developing products for rare diseases with unmet medical needs, including treatments for CTCL, inflammatory diseases, and vaccines for diseases like ricin toxin and COVID-19.
BioMed News breaks: Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ BEAT, reports Q2 2025 results, advances toward FDA clearance and commercial launch. Heartbeam Inc., a medical technology company traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BEAT, recently released its financial and operational results for the second quarter of 2025, the company is making progress towards FDA clearance for its 12-lead ECG synthesis software for arrhythmia assessment with a 93.4% diagnostic agreement with standard ECGs. HeartBeam is preparing for commercial launch post-clearance, with plans for manufacturing, logistics, and cardiologist review services. Other highlights include an accepted AI algorithm abstract for HRX Live 2025, a new international patent, and multiple industry awards. Research and development expenses increased to $3.3 million, while general and administrative expenses decreased to $1.7 million. The net loss was $5.0 million, with $5.1 million in cash, equivalents, and short-term investments at the end of the quarter. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.